This is Jace from the Comic Source. Welcome to another episode. In this episode, I'm going to be talking to Chad Harden. This interview took place at the Phoenix Comic Con recently. Chad and I talked about the popularity of Harley Quinn, how lucky he feels to be on the book, his artistic process, and also some of the characters he'd like to work on at DC in the future. So it's always great to see Chad. He's a really great guy. Loves interacting with his fans, loves hearing from his fans. So if you're ever at a show where Chad's at, be sure and go up and say hi. I want to thank everyone for listening. Really appreciate the support, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right, this is Jace from the Comic Source. I'm here with comic illustrator Chad Harden. Thanks for joining me, Chad.
Thank you.
Okay, for those of our listeners who apparently live on the moon and aren't familiar, what are you currently working on?
I'm currently working on Harley Quinn for DC Comics, specifically the Rebirth issues. And but I've been on the series since issue zero, and I'm probably hovering right around 30 issues so far. So I've been with the book for a while.
And it's been a huge hit, bigger than anyone could have anticipated, right?
Yes. By all means, yes.
And that's been a surprise to you, both as well as Jimmy and Amanda?
A pleasant surprise. It was no surprise how popular the character was,
right?
But I think the amount of support for the actual comic itself was a pleasant surprise to everyone. So,
why do you think Harley, especially this version, is so popular? What is it about her that seems to resonate?
It's just her time where, for whatever reason, I think a lot of young women associate with her, whether or not it's just her spontaneity, her fun attitude, her slightly zaniness, her love for animals. You know, I don't know exactly what it is that speaks to him, but it does speak to him. So,
and that's a cool thing.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
I was a fan of the Batman animated series back in the day, and she was much more of a two-dimensional character then. And what Jimmy and Amanda have done, kind of empowering her, mm-hmm. like you said, I think it's awesome. It's her time, and it's really awesome.
Yeah, I think especially the character that started out in the animated series, which that's what I grew up with. I'm a huge fan of. I think she was more of a victim of the Joker's manipulation.
Right.
And so that's what Jimmy and Amanda have basically built with this storyline, is that she's really becoming a standalone, independent character that has her own set of skewed morals, whatever those may be. I mean, she does have this weird sense of right and wrong. Thank you. Even though you never know what that's going to be. sometimes if you annoy her, she's still just going to smash your head in with a hammer. So, but most of the people nowadays seem to have it coming some way or another.
Right. Well, let's change gears. Let's talk a little bit about your style.
Okay.
What do you think it is about your style that suits the zaniness of the Harley Quinn book so well?
You know, I don't. All I know is that out of all the artists at DC, Jimmy and Amanda picked me. And I've asked them. Why me? And they said, we don't know. We're just flipping through. We saw your stuff, and we said, that's it. So. I don't know.
So a happy accident.
But yeah, well, you know, there's an old expression, don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
There you go.
Right, you know. And so I don't know, but I'm thankful they did. Yeah. Thankful they did.
Let's talk a little bit about your process. Do you still work traditionally, or do you do digital?
I work mostly digital. Every now and then I'll try and work traditional, but it just, because I am doing the pencils and the inks.
Right.
I'm doing all the artwork except for the color and the lettering. The speed that doing it on the computer affords me just allows me to hit my deadline so much easier than trying to do it traditionally. Most specifically, first of all, the ability to undo any mistake.
Right.
I can't discount how awesome that is. If you draw someone's head too big, you can transform it, you scale it down.
Right.
Cross-hatching, anything that sort of takes a a million hours just doing it by hand. You can make a brush in Photoshop and do it in 5 seconds. Spotting blacks, I mean, the list goes on and on. I mean, it really shaves hours off of a page. And that's the thing that people need to remember. You know, you're getting paid by the page.
Right.
Okay. You're not getting paid by the hour. So if it takes you 18 hours to do a page, traditionally, or you can do that page, that same page in 8 hours on a computer, then if you're in business to make money, which you should be, then working digitally allows you that speed.
But also for the fan, I mean, you're big with your fans.
How
much you care about their opinion, how much you care about the product you're putting out for them, it always shows. Whenever I see you at a show, it's obvious that you connect with the fans and you care. And so I know that, you know, yeah, you can't do every single issue. You need a break now and then.
Uh-huh.
But the more issues you can do, the better, right?
Right, absolutely, absolutely. And I am thankful to have, Jimmy and Amanda have a great ensemble that they have working on the book. John Timms is, mark my words, he's going to be the next Ramos. I mean, I think he's just, I think his dynamic style completely fits the character. Stefan is always there and available to lend a hand. And so every artist that's come in, we've had Brett Blevins come in. You know, anybody that comes in is just always going to be an amazing talent, an amazing person to work with, and we're just really lucky to have everyone that's been on the book be on the book, because all of them make Harley look great.
Yeah, I remember reading the Valentine's Day special that Bruce Timms, he did some of the artwork in that.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And I remember thinking at the time, clearly it wasn't your art.
Mm-hmm.
And so I flipped back, oh, who is this?
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, it's not the same as Chad, but it has the same sensibility. So it seems to suit the book. There's a cohesiveness to it.
Yeah, I think with everyone on the book, there's a lot more expression, a lot more... I'm not going to say cartoony, but maybe animated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like everything's a little bit exaggerated beyond photorealism, beyond reality, just to sort of add that extra expression, that extra zaniness or whatever it is that Harley has. And so I think that's sort of a key element that anyone who's going to be on the book has is... sort of an animator sensibility, and John is an animator. I mean, that's what he did. I did video games before I got into comics, so I sort of have an illustrator's mentality. But John does have that animation background, and it really shows. So he does have that Bruce Timm, that Chuck Jones. And that sensibility, and it really is. It's really incredible to look at and watch. And I'm gonna have to mug him and get some original pages, because I really think he's fantastic. So
yeah, I agree. Harley has a lot of guest stars in the book, but. I know you're totally happy on the book, but have you thought, well, man, when I am ready to leave Harley, there is this character at DC I still want to work on. You still have a few characters that you'd like to touch on.
I do. I love some of the Arthur Adams Justice League Americas with Guy Gardner and Booster Gold and that whole. It's like you sort of had the. You sort of had the serious members of that team, and then you had the members of that team that sort of worked against that team.
Right.
I would love to get my hands on those characters. I grew up with a lot of Jim Lee's Wildstorm properties.
Okay.
I would love to see Gen 13 come back.
Wow, I think your style would be awesome for Gen 13.
Wouldn't you, right?
Yeah.
I think it would be awesome to bring back the original characters to that. Or even, Lady Robotron. I mean, I'm a huge fan of all those characters. Wildcats. I would love to revisit Skataris with Warlord. I think right now, like with Game of Thrones and Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit, I think we're having this this fantasy renaissance, much like science fiction had in the 80s and 90s.
Right.
I think this decade is going to be like the decade of high fantasy, and DC has a whole fantasy universe built in that runs parallel with the DCU, and nobody's touching it.
Yeah. You're
and right. I mean, we have, you know, so you have the ability to have a DC universe and the Skitaris universe where DC characters could guest star, make guest appearance. I mean, how cool would it be to like have Wonder Woman be in a couple of issues of the Warlord, and so that's like a whole and you wouldn't even, I mean, really, it doesn't have to be in the last series of Warlord, the Warlord dies. Okay, so now you just sort of have like this world there that's untouched. So you have like an entirely untouched world, and there's politics, there's ecosystems, there's dinosaurs, there's dragons, and so you have this entire fantasy realm that's just
waiting for someone
to write it and make it great. And I would love to go back there and play with that. So
that'd be awesome. And next time I see Jimmy and Amanda, I'm going to float the idea of having Gen 13 guests in Harley Quinn.
And I think it's a zany enough cast that it would be a lot of fun to do. So
cool. Well, I really appreciate the time, Chad.
Oh, no worries.
Thanks so much. Love the art. Love the book. Best of luck. Always good to see you.
All right. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.